Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'd like to think I'm not alone, Darren Fraser, that I really haven't figured out this Champions League format yet, but I think the plot is just enjoy the football and we'll figure it out later.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm actually getting to like it. I definitely wasn't a fan at the beginning, Gavin, but I actually think each of the games, you know, the way they just play one team once, and I think it's actually really growing on me.
Good
and
games. It's just hard to figure out how they matter.
Yeah, no dead rubbers yet, and also everyone still feels they have a chance. So Aston Villa and Liverpool in a great position at the moment. Villa have almost certainly qualified for the knockout stages of the Champions League. They beat RB Leipzig 3-2 last night. Ross Barkley, but a very late winner for them, 5 minutes from the end. And Liverpool's 1-0 win away to Girona should be enough for them to finish in the top eight teams, and that would secure an automatic place in the last 16. Mo Salah's penalty, the only goal of the game there. Liverpool boosted by the return of goalkeeper Alisson. His manager Arne Slot actually singled him out and gave him special praise last night. He said he's the best goalkeeper in the world. I'm not sure Queevin Keller would be too happy with that. He did mention Queevin as well, and what a great run he's had. But despite that, he said he wasn't happy at all with the general performance of the team.
If you ask me about all the six games, I'm really pleased with all the results. I'm really pleased with the five games, the way we played. I'm far from pleased about the performance tonight. If you play against a team that has such a good idea about football, knows how to bring the ball out from the back, like some other teams we faced recently, like City or Real Madrid, then you need to be so intense if you want to make it difficult for them. But if you're every time waiting a few seconds before you press, and if you do press, you are so easily outplayed. Yeah, then this team can cause you a lot of problems, and that's what they showed. But yeah, we have an incredible goalkeeper. The other part was that every time we lost the ball, we were not aggressive enough. So every time we lost the ball, they could just almost every time go all the way to our goal, having a shot or a blocked shot, and then we could attack again. So hardly any control at all over the game. Maybe the second half was a bit better, but then I'm trying to be positive.
That's Arne Slot doing his best to be positive, and plenty of praise for Alisson as well on his comeback. Celtic still have a chance of progressing after a scoreless draw away to Dinamo Zagreb. It's another draw. They're now unbeaten in four games in the competition. They host Young Boys at home next, and then they're away to Aston Villa. So certainly with a great chance to get to a knockout round of some sort. In rugby, Baveen Parsons has broken her leg. Really disappointing news for her, and makes her a doubt now for Ireland's Six Nations campaign next year. She suffered the injury playing for the Irish Sevens teams in the Sevens team in Cape Town on Saturday. They were playing against France. Ellen Walsh set four Irish national records and finished fifth in a final on the first day of the World Aquatic Swimming Championships in Budapest. She was fifth in the 200 metre individual medley. Multiple All-Ireland winning footballer Lauren McGee has been talking up the prospect of a new voice in the Dublin ladies football changing room. Mick Bowen recently stepped down as manager after guiding the county to five All-Ireland titles ahead of Kilmacogue Croke's AIB All-Ireland final against Kilkerran Clonburn. McGee said it's probably a good time for change, while acknowledging the work and success of Bowen, under whom she played for so long.
I think I was up for 1 year, like 2016 properly, under another manager. So I suppose it's going to be a big change, not having him around. But exciting times in terms of like who's going to take over and different things like that. Just to have another spin on, and hopefully can play maybe a few more years under someone else and just seeing what that kind of has to offer. But definitely, like, I've been through a lot with himself, and yeah, it's going to be a big change. But like, as I said, I'm excited to see who actually comes involved, and it's probably a good time to actually have different voices and different things like that as well.
More sport in an hour.
Darren, thank you.